what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Hey, yes we are. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Midweek program now, and we're going to welcome tonight again, back by popular demand, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And hello, Bob. Welcome back to the program.
Well, hello, and I'm very happy to be back after a month.
Yes, how time goes by so quickly, and unfortunately, with the passage of time, so do other things go down, and I'm thinking of the economy, but we're getting all these glowing reports from the experts that tell us that the stock market drop is over, things are looking better, the dollar is rebounding. Oh my, don't pay attention to gold and silver. Just trust in the soothsayers and in the government, and it'll turn out all right. We've weathered the storm before, and we'll do it again. And isn't that what they seem to be telling me, Bob?
They certainly are, and that is the mantra of our government, Wall Street, and corporate America, known as corporatist fascist government.
Yes, indeed. Well, there's no let-up, is there? I mean, this month, of course, since we talked, the dollar has continued to slide, and we have seen gold reaching new depths, plateaus, I should say, haven't we?
We certainly have, and those are some stories in and of themselves. We have Mr. Bernanke and our Treasury Secretary, Mr.
Paulson,
who have changed their tune. They've changed their story. And what they are telling us now is that, no, the real estate bubble problem is not over. It's going to be with us for some time to come.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wonder why they had this epiphany. And it's because they do want to lower interest rates again, and they have to have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming. Whether we get it this month or next month, they're going to do that. So they have abandoned the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And as you pointed out, the dollar has been going lower. And the dollar will continue to go lower. And on the other side of that, we also have a stock market that is being elevated by the tremendous amount of liquidity that continues to be fed into the system via the banks by the Federal Reserve. They opened their discount window to the banks wide open and lowered the rates 0.5% as they did in lowering the rates for the prime rate 0.5% as well. And now we find that the major banks in the United States have discovered that the credit crunch that was going to go away has only improved by some 5%. And so all of those commercial paper creators who back their commercial paper with CDOs, which are collateralized debt obligations, which are made up of mortgages, and ABS, which are asset-backed securities, they've had to go to the banks and borrow the money because
We got a break, Bob. Hang on. Hang on to the thought. We'll get right back to the banks and the commercial paper in just 3 minutes from now. Bob Chapman, my guest. Jump aboard. We'll take calls.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're here with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. com, and we'll tell you, the new listeners, how you can avail yourselves of the opportunity to have this information over the net and also to get the hard copy edition and to subscribe. Bob, you were saying about the banking system and liquidity in the market. Go ahead. You want to complete that thought. I'm anxious to hear it.
And so out of $2.3 trillion, in commercial paper, about $1.2 trillion is backed by CDOs and ABSs.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole market's frozen. And again, what they've been doing is getting their money from the bank. And if you look at the International Forecaster, you'll see that we have those figures every week, and we show you the increases and decreases of all of the important movements that are going on in that statistical financial world. Now, the next step is these major banks have discovered that they have to have $80 to $100 billion, and ostensibly it's to bail out Citigroup. And if you remember back in 1990, the Fed went into Citigroup because it was going bankrupt. And ran the bank for about a year and got it or gave to it all the money that it needed to survive. And then finally it did. The stock got down to $12. Today it's around 46 or 7. And anyway, this time they're talking about $100 billion for one bank.
Mm-hmm.
The major banks alone are offside about $400 billion. And that the rest of that is spread all over the world, American banks and so on, and foreign banks as well. And so they have a crisis here, which is probably 100 times 1987 or 1998 LTCM or the $500 billion savings alone debacle, which incidentally the international forecaster predicted in the mid-1980s. And this is probably the worst financial crisis in the history of the country since the collapse during the Great Depression of the 1930s. And they're not going to let anybody know that. And I don't think the public is even particularly interested at all because they say, well, everything's going to be okay, and they're in denial, and you tell them the truth, and they have no interest. And they will pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because their assets are going to get stolen from them by inflation.
Yeah, they already
are.
And so
what's going to happen is that the banks are going to come up with this money, but the key is where are they going to get it from? And that's from the Fed. And the privately owned Fed will take their garbage collateral, this toxic waste that they have, and they will continue to roll it and hold it as collateral at full face, when in fact it's probably worth 25 cents in the dollar. And they will create money and credit out of thin air, and they will give that to those banks. And that is extraordinarily highly inflationary, especially when it's coupled with an annualized 48% rate of increase in M3, which is money and credit, and a monthly increase of about 14%. And incidentally, the other 18 of 20 major banks in the world are doing the same thing. And so we have a world floating on false liquidity being misapplicated, and we have a credit crisis that is not going to be solved by this money. The system has to be purged, and until it is purged, we are going to continue to go through the same sort of thing. And they can draw it out for a while, but that's okay with me.
Until you get the value of the dollar.
Silver.
Until you get the value of the dollar down to nothing, right?
Well, I think the next stop from around 78, where it's at, will be 72.75, and that will falsely make people believe that the worst is over.
Oh, yeah.
And the following drop will be to somewhere between 40 and 55 on the USDX, which is called the dollar index, which is a group of countries, there's six of them, versus the dollar, and it's done on a proportional basis. And so, yes, the dollar's going down. In time, 3, 4, 5 years, it will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. Producers of base metals, other commodities, the energy complex, OPEC, they're all sliding away from the dollar. Japan and China have been dollar sellers, as have other major countries.
Well, how many countries now? How many countries now, Bob, have dumped the dollar?
It's hard to say because they're not going to advertise it, but I would say most countries. And their foreign reserve figure at the end of last year was 64.75%. of the forex reserves were held in dollars. And I have to guess because I haven't seen any further figures, but I would guess it to be 61 or 2%. So they're offloading because they know they're going to take a 35 to 50% hit, and and of course the big holders such as Japan and China are really going to get hurt.
What about these swindler nations like Israel and others like Egypt demanding payment in euros now, not in dollars, for foreign aid, so-called?
Well, that shows you gratitude. You know, these two countries have received received more foreign aid in the past 50 years than any other nations. And it was Egypt who asked first, mm-hmm. and they were refused. And then Israel asked, and they weren't allowed to receive their payments any way they chose. And
that's right.
I, you know, not that I care much about Egypt, but I don't think that's very fair.
Well, it's not. But then since when has fairness ever entered into the equation of Israel and its dominance over America, or the world for that matter? They get what they want, and all they have to do is ask, and they don't really even have to ask, you know, and they'll get it. But we've got this Condoleezza Rice girl going around making a fool of herself, flapping her wings like other secretaries of state have done. I'm convinced, you know, we don't really need a secretary of state anymore. I mean, really, we should do away with it, and the Constitution, do away with the whole post. At this point, it is so ridiculous to hear people like her and Colin Powell and all these other secretaries of state dance around the globe for the internationalists and the globalists and make fools of themselves and the United States. I think it's just let Dick Cheney take care of it, because he's not part of the government anyway. He says, so why not let him do it, you know? But, I mean, isn't it ridiculous with this Condoleezza Rice now dancing around Putin? And you've mentioned Putin in your newsletter and what he's been orchestrating right now and what he's been saying. How do you feel about the latest moves on the international front vis-a-vis Iran and Putin and Russia?
Well, I think it's the biggest circle in that. First of all, Russia is friendly and has treaties with Iran,
mm-hmm.
and the Caspian Basin meeting is going on presently, and what's come out of there is that you're not supposed to fight with each other or anybody else,
mm-hmm.
and it's a the message is one of fairness and appeasement. That's to try to quiet things down in that region. Of course, the international oil companies from Great Britain and the United States are just rubbing their hands, waiting to start another war with Russia so they can steal their oil, too.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Putin is well aware of that. And, of course, the two things that were put into play to aggravate the Russians was the missiles that they want to put in Poland, the radar that they want to put in the Czech Republic, and unilaterally declaring that Kosovo should be a nation unto itself. That way they're really going to get things going over there. In fact, I don't think turning Iran into a parking lot is really what they're going to do. I do think Turkey will go after the Kurds. They wanted to get them for a long time. And I think that they will do that. But the major action is going to come when Kosovo unilaterally declares its independence from Serbia, and the Serbians are going to move in force, and the United States is going to warn them that they're going to attack them. And if they do that, and Mr. Putin has already said that you're not going to like what's going to happen to Western Europe if you come after us, and he's backing Serbia to the hilt, and that relationship, which is a Slavic Christian relationship, goes back over 1,000 years,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you will have to fight Russia, Central Europe, and the United States if you choose to go into Kosovo. I know that Russia has never had it so good, and they don't want a war, but it's being thrust upon them. And I think that that is the hot spot, and we're going to know in a month, maybe two. But we're going to know it in a month. And if the U.S. and Great Britain, who are the parties behind this thing, and, of course, like lapdogs, the rest of Europe goes along with it, I think that we're going to have real trouble there. And that's
what prospects
for going to be the next hot spot.
What are the prospects for a hot war? Is it just going to be...
Excellent.
Okay.
80%.
Right. Very interesting, very... thought-provoking. We'll take calls. When we come back, we'll start. Bob Chapman, my guest, will tell you how to get his newsletter online and off, and we will continue. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
And we're back now. Bob Chapman, my guest, the international forecaster. Bob, how can new listeners avail themselves of the opportunity to get your newsletter?
Well, they can go to our site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. If they want to email us because they have questions or that they would like to have portfolios looked at or financial questions answered, which we do for everybody at no cost, they can email us at international_forecaster@yahoo.com. That's international_forecaster, FORECASTER, at yahoo, YAHOO.com. Or they can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Excellent. Okay, let's take Mark first in Virginia, and you're on the program with Bob Chapman here. Yes, Mark.
Well, I live out here outside Roanoke, and I noticed they're building another concentration camp. There's like so many of them out here in Virginia. How many concentration camps y'all think they got built across this country?
Well, I really don't know, but there's lots of them.
I mean, because 9/11 is an inside job, and I think they're going to try and eliminate 80% of us and put us in the concentration camps.
Well, that's a pretty good reason for everybody to have an assault weapon for everybody in the family over 10 years old, and each one should have 1,000 rounds of ammunition and 10 30-shot clips.
You think they're
and
going to try
then and I think you might stand a chance.
You think they're going to, it's my understanding that they're going to try and kill the kids and then take the grown-up males to the concentration camps. Is that the way you understand it?
No, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know it's not going to be good. And we don't want them to get that far, whether they're using Blackwater mercenaries or our own troops, which I doubt, or foreigners.
You think it's going to happen
You know,
in the
we
got to
take them out, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Is it going to happen in the near future, in your opinion?
I would say you have to look for recession, depression, and more overseas wars first.
Before they
and if they have more wars, such as in Kosovo and perhaps even in Iran, then they might have a draft, and then they will try to haul out all of the young, able-bodied people, and that will leave us oldies around to defend ourselves and our way of life and our country. And I think it will be easy pickings. I get news for them. We're not going to be.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Do you consider yourself to be as crazy as Rick Adams or less mm-hmm. crazy or more
yes,
crazy?
Yes, I knew that was you. Thank you, Sydney. Okay. This is the clown that calls every so many months. They let him out of the institutions. All right, let's take Ernie now in Virginia. Here's a sane man. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Bob. I enjoyed the your midweek issue. Another good masterpiece, a lot of information, great details on the economic and financial situation. It does not look good ahead of us, but today I read in the Zogby poll that the mm-hmm. president has a new approval rating, a record low approval rating of just 24%, mm-hmm. and Congress remains at 11%. And despite that, we hear about resolutions about the Armenian genocide. We have troops in Iraq and all this discussion about a potential attack on Iran. And mm-hmm. I heard the president speak briefly about the possibility for World War III if Iran goes nuclear, and we hear a lot of drumbeats. And in the background, last week we had the Supreme Court hear a case where the Bush administration is representing, I guess, the World Court here against his state of Texas, representing or trying to get relief for this criminal who raped and murdered two Texas women, an illegal alien, and because he didn't have Mexican consulate assistance, they're attempting, the World Court is attempting to overturn it at the direction of the Mexican government.
Mm-hmm.
But the Supreme Court, unfortunately, is going to go forward and hear this case, and the decision won't come until the spring. And in the meantime, you have all this discussion about the Law of the Sea Treaty and the potential loss of our sovereignty. And if you go back to late May, early June in your coverage on the Bilderberg meeting, there was discussion on the reversal of President Bush and the administration doing a reversal, and Bilderberg was celebrating the administration new support of the Law of the Sea Treaty, which will give the UN international taxing authority and further undermine our sovereignty. We may have to seek approval from the UN for fishing, clamming, digging for minerals in the ocean, etc. So we see this attack on all fronts,
mm-hmm.
our national sovereignty, and this rush to put us under a regional government, the North American Union. And at the very same time, we have such a low approval ratings by the president and the Congress, and we have all this discussion about more war at a time when 76 or 75% of Americans want us out of Iraq. So we have a total disconnect between the people and our Congress and the White House. And you said earlier there was an 80% chance for a hot war.
Yes.
And
hang on, Ernie. I want you to carry over because you haven't had a chance to finish your scenario.
Okay.
And we'll let Bob address that, okay? When we
okay.
come back with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the number 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
Okay. And we're back now with Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, did you complete your scenario of all of these impending...
Oh, no, I have not. Essentially...
Okay,
what I was trying to say in a long-about way, I wanted to get the details out for your listeners to get the big picture about the attack on our sovereignty, and along with that, the illegal alien invasion.
The attack on the dollar, the economy, all of it, yes.
All of these things together. So, and the voters are very unhappy with Bush and Congress. There is no political capital left with the White House. And as we go forward with the possibility of a war, how can this administration even think that he can step forward and have the backing of the American people? This has to be a paper tagger here. What I'm trying to say is the American people are very upset, not only with the Iraqi war.
Yeah, right. How can he pull it off, you're saying, basically? How can he pull it off?
How can he possibly pull it off?
All right, Bob, do you have a response?
Well, it's simple when you're in control. You control the military and essentially the government. You can assume dictatorial power under the current rules. And our executive branch does as it pleases. Our Congress doesn't try to stop them. So you say to yourself, well, how do you stop that? Well, next November, a year from now, we can elect Ron Paul, and we can in the primaries defeat almost all the incumbents in both parties and clean them all out. And if we could do that, we have a shot at this thing. And if we can't do that, you better prepare yourself for insurgency warfare, because that's where we're headed.
Right. I think you're right on that score, Bob, and I think that's well said. And in your newsletter, it's such a disconnect right now with this low approval rating that the people are very disenchanted. And if they try action, and I think you give us a little hint, the mercenaries in Iraq, you talk about 30,000, you know, break it down, so many from Peru, so many from Chile, El Salvador, Nicaragua, they will use the foreign entities against us, but I think that with the number of weapons in the country, unless, and here's the plan, I think, Bob, that with this World Court decision to put us under international law and take away our weapons, I think they may expedite the decision in the Supreme Court to put us under the UN World Court and international law and undermine the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I think that's a possibility here. Have you thought about
that?
Well,
it's going to take some form, but I think that's the way they're going to do it. And as I said earlier, they'll have more wars
right.
that will allow them to move people out of the country, and it will also leave us bereft of young fighting people. And then they'll use either forces such as these mercenaries who go to the highest bidder, or they'll use foreign troops, and that means that we're going to have to combat them.
Right, and Japanese never attacked the homeland of the United States because they knew the Americans, even though they were a lot of seniors in the country, they had a lot of small firearms and weapons and could defend themselves. But do we have the same people today that we had back at the World War II vintage? And I think that the nation is soft today as opposed to yesterday, too much TV, too much sports, and indifference and apathy about what's going on with respect to freedom and liberty. This lost treaty, for example, outrageous, one of the worst treaties ever. And to me, I'm not seeing the kind of response that the people had with the illegals, and that's troubling. And I think the financial collapse, people are, as you said also earlier, they're not even aware of what's coming.
Well, yeah, I think one of the things, too, that should be mentioned here is the financial trouble that America has been and is continuing to be created deliberately. And just to give you an example, just recently, the Goldman Sachs said that they had this enormous increase in earnings in the third quarter, some $8 billion, and they made this money essentially by shorting the CDOs and the ABSs. In other words, they were betting that the mortgage situation and the housing situation and those who had to pay for those mortgages was going to get worse. And, of course, they were right. And I don't know
how many
other...
They also had a conflict of interest, too, didn't they?
Pardon me?
Didn't they also have a conflict of interest? Inside information, being involved?
Oh, yes, but, you can't prove that. And it's not going to be pursued in the courts because the courts are controlled by these same people. And that's why, they may be able to do what they want at the present time through those avenues and venues. But when you don't leave people any avenue to protest or take action against illegal activity, then you create revolution. And that's what we're well on the way to doing. But to come back to Goldman Sachs, they either created or were part of others who created this credit crisis, or they engineered the whole thing themselves. Mm-hmm. If you look at the people who are running Treasury departments. There are seven Goldman Sachs alumni running Treasury departments in different countries right now. And that and J.P. Morgan Chase and other investment banks are supplying people as well. And these are the people who are engineering this downside, this economic and financial correction. And it's being done deliberately. It's all part of their scheme to level everybody out and at the same time create financial and economic chaos and at the same time foreign wars and at the same time force people to accept centralized fascistic government.
It's yes, just, indeed.
Just an unbelievable time. Thank you, Rick, for
sure
taking
is. Thanks, Ernie, for all the good points. You mentioned Ron Paul, his candidacy again, and people voting for him. And, you know, people have expressed to me the concern that because Ron Paul is so popular, and, of course, you wouldn't know that by the controlled media's suppression of the poll results and distortion of them, that he may be very well in big trouble security-wise, that they may try to in some way kill or harm Ron Paul if indeed he becomes the threat that he could potentially become. Do you feel that Ron Paul is really something really that he should be careful in this regard, or do you think that, quite honestly, an attack on him or something might do more harm to the cause than good at this point?
Well, they don't care about harm. They do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, he is in danger. There's no question about that. And he needs very, very tough security. If you go and you read today's International Forecaster, I have an article from the Washington Post on a link in there. And the Post writes a story, and that's certainly one of the Illuminous publications. They read a story about New Hampshire, and the story tells about the tremendous power Ron Paul has in New Hampshire, and he probably will win the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're letting all the other Illuminists know that that's how far this guy has gone, and this is a serious situation. Now, there's two ways to look at this. Number one, where are you to get the nomination? Can he beat Hillary Clinton? And the answer is absolutely yes. Number two, do they want him in office? Not really. They'd rather have their own people, but they really don't care because they're going to take the country down anyway because the American people are standing by and allowing them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Ron Paul is in there, they won't have to kill him. He'll get blamed for everything. And they could take that tact, so to speak. So we don't know which way they're going to go. You know, I was in the Reagan campaigns. I was with Ron from 1965 onward. I was on his speaker's bureau. I knew him very, very well. And when it came time for him to run for president, he was brought aside, and he was told that by the New York faction, we'll call it, Eastern Establishment, that this is going to be a vice presidential running mate, and this is what you're going to do, and we're going to appoint these people. And, of course, when he was elected, it was all CFR. And they,
as it always has been, yes.
Pardon me?
As it always has been since Wilson,
yeah.
Yes.
And so he did accomplish some things, but not very much.
Well, I think he
because
did more
in order to become president, he allowed them to do what they did.
Right, right. Absolutely. A disaster all the way. Okay, let's take Byron in Canada now with a question for our guest, Bob Chapman. Hello, Byron.
Yeah, hi. I just want to ask you a question. Like, as you said, I'm from Canada. We're running surpluses. We've paid our debt down from, I don't know what it was, 20 years ago, about 600, or 15 years ago, maybe. It used to be about $650 billion, and we're down to about $400 billion. And as you know, our dollar is now worth more than the American dollar. Do we have to worry about this crunch? Because I normally are saying up here is it's like with the United States, it's like sleeping with an elephant. When it rolls over, we usually get pinched or squashed. Is this what's happening in the States? Do we have to worry about it up here in Canada?
Yes, you do, because you have a credit crisis as well. And if you've been reading the newspapers, it was supposed to be solved on October the 15th, which was 2 days ago. And I had said in the International Forecaster that I thought it would take another month or two. And you have hundreds of companies and other entities who put their money into these CDOs in Canada and also CDOs from the United States proffered by Canadian companies. In fact, the lawsuits are beginning as well. And in fact, I saw Canaccord get sued today. And there's going to be a litany of this. And for the advisors who had people purchase these pieces of toxic waste because nobody wanted to read the balance sheet and took the AAA rating the way it was, and it wasn't AAA, it was triple B, which is the difference between being a 10 and being a 3. And so you've got the same problem credit crunch-wise in Canada as you have in the United States. Now, what they're trying to do in Canada is give everybody 5 or 10 year notes that they will get paid their money back on. And some of the entities, like hedge funds, can't do that within their structure legally. And so, yes, you do have a problem. It has slopped over.
So you're
saying, remember that 85% of exports from Canada go to the United States.
Right.
And if the American economy slows down, you're going to get it too.
So a guy should, like I happen to be a farmer, guy should be looking to get out of debt, or if you have debt on land, is it good to hang on to that, or is it good, or is it better to, you know, get your, if you have to liquidate some land or whatever to get out of debt, what is, you know, what should a guy
do?
Well,
I think that might be a good idea, because, and then you can take, after you've gotten out of debt, and take some of the money and buy gold with it.
I bought a few
and
pieces.
I know that Scotiabank has a good program up there.
For buying
and
gold?
Yes.
What about, like, some of the stations, they advertise these British sovereigns. I bought some the other, here a month ago or so.
But no, there's nothing wrong with British sovereigns, but if you want to deal locally, Scotia does that.
Because I know once I got them up here, there was, I had to pay PST, and there was banking charges on them that
you don't
increased.
Get any of that going to Scotia. You go and buy as a Canadian citizen, and they're open to sell. You can sell to them every day of the week, and they have their own little coins or medallions or whatever they are. In fact, I've got a piece on it here, and I don't know if I've still got it, but anyway, it describes the way to do it. But just ask Scotia, they'll tell you.
So, like, what about cattle? Like, I got cattle. Is it good to, like, hang on to cattle? Or
well, yeah, I would. It's a tough business right now. It's hard to make money because your feeding costs are so high.
Right, and cattle
and
prices are
means,
really down up
and,
here.
And
too.
How I know this is one of our long-term subscribers is from Alberta.
Right.
And he has a large herd of some of the best cows.
Right. Oh,
and he was telling me the other day, you know, we're into this beast for $1,100 and they want to pay us $600 for it, and so beef price has got to go up for us to break even. And I think you'd say the same thing, would you not?
Oh, absolutely. Cattle prices are really down here too, a lot more than they are in the States from what I gather. But, no, I was just kind of wondering because I heard somebody say, well, it's better to, you know, get your, if you got any money, get them, you know, get it out of there and put it into something that's, you know, like, I assume like land or, you know, something like that or
well,
whatever.
Land is illiquid. Gold coins are very liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat any currency. And you know, you do what you do best. You're a farmer. You can tell you to farm until you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you wanted to sell some land off, to clear debt and to get some gold, that might be a good idea.
Grain prices, as you probably know, I've been farming for 40 years, and for our durum, it's like almost $11 a bushel now. Like, I've never seen anything. Mm-hmm. Back in the 70s, it got up to around $7, which mm-hmm. was unbelievable. Probably is a lot more you could buy at $7 back in the 70s than you can at $11 now.
I know what they're doing. I know the farmers are in trouble, and of course, that's part of the plan, the food supply. You control people through food, and eventually that's what they will do. They're doing it now, as you heard Lindsay Williams say.
They also want to get rid of the useless eaters in the third world.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that is one of their primary functions.
Oh, yes, yes, and that's what...
And ethanol is complicating that. Yes, there's been too much rain in some places and too much drought in others, and that certainly has contributed, but this ethanol thing is just destroying the grain industry.
Yeah. And it's destroying some of the automobiles as well, the engines, eventually.
That's all right.
Dumb and the dumb. But, you know, we've got a dumb populace who believes all this crap that comes out.
Well, they'll believe anything
and,
if it comes from the lips of Brian Williams, that's for sure. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, Byron.
We'll
take more calls. Jump aboard now before it's too late. 800-313-9443. A question for Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger. We shall be right back with more.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we're back now with Bob Chapman, 800-313-9443 is the number. Bob, you also took note of in a recent one of your emails, one of your newsletters, the fact that this federal judge ruled against the administration from this launching of a crackdown on U.S. companies that employ illegals. And this judge did not really deal with the law, but he really rendered a social position, as you say. And what is so bothersome is, look at the people that came together. The ACLU, the AFL-CIO, and yes, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, defending this illegal activity against the people of the United States with illegal aliens. Now, some people have criticized the law, and they've said that the database that the Social Security system uses includes so many errors that the firings would be unfairly discriminating against tens of thousands of legal workers. And you say that's not true, apparently, right?
You're always going to have problems with a database, you know, give or take 5 or 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it's a salient argument, but it was a pliable judge. And
the
administration knew that they were going to get this sort of a decision.
Oh, they wanted
it. That's why they went ahead and did what they did, to show the people, gee, we're trying to do something about this.
Yeah.
And this judge says, no, we can't do that, so I guess we can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, of course, we'll have to see exactly what will be the next curve in the road. But as you point out, this administration is great at pretending, and when it comes to doing what it should be doing, it can't be found. It's non-existent. This illegal invasion is, I think, the real linchpin of this collapse of the American economy, because we're being lied to about the need for these illegals. I mean, we've got them putting in ads in newspapers, going on programs on radio, TV, claiming that if they all dried up tomorrow and all the illegals left, we wouldn't have enough workers to do the job in America that Americans don't want to do. And, of course, that has been a common argument. That has been a common refrain since day one, and it's a circular argument, not just for the reasons that it's not true on its face value, but the fact of the matter is that the wages have been so repressed and depressed at a time of inflation because of this increased labor pool that it's ludicrous. It's a circular argument, you see?
No, I agree, and there's powerful forces that want this slave labor in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what it is, because the average education is 6 grades. And if you've been among the poor in Mexico, getting an education is not a feature. Getting those 6 grades in and then going off to work at 12 years old is really what their culture is about, at those levels, mind you. There are middle class and upper class levels, which are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But these people who come to America from places like Mexico, if they're not skilled, they become very skilled, and they're very good workers, most of them.
Well, I told you, we've got some of these so-called migrants here getting injured, and now we've got them suing the employer who hired them illegally, and they're getting away with actually entertaining a lawsuit against their employer and against the people that pay the bill, even though they're here illegally. That is an absolute outrage. It's a non sequitur. All right, stay with me if you can a little bit more, Bob Chapman, and we'll be back, and we'll tell the listeners again how they can get on the mailing list. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Bob Chapman is our guest. With